Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel Chulin 103. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis on 103b, the new chapter, the eighth chapter of Maseches Chulin called Kol HaBasar. In this chapter, all of the meat, it discusses the prohibition of eating meat with milk together, or meat products with milk products, as it states in Exodus 23, verse 19, Lo sevashal gadi b'chalev imo, that you're not allowed to cook a kid in the milk of its mother. So our Mishnah states, Kol HaBasar asur levashal b'chalev, that all of any meat, any type of meat, whether it's a type of a domesticated animal, a behema, or a chay, or an undomesticated animal, or an oaf, or a fowl, it's prohibited levashal b'chalav, to cook with milk. But the Rashba understands that our Mishnah is really not only referring to cooking, but it's referring to eating as well as cooking. And the only reason why it says to cook is because our Mishnah is following the form of the formulation of the way the verse appears in the Torah, which says Lo sevashal gadi b'chalev imo. The Ritva says that our Mishnah is really only referring to cooking itself, and rather the prohibition of eating is going to be found in a later line in the Mishnah. But at this point, the Ritva says we're only referring to cooking. So going back to our Mishnah says literally, Kol HaBasar Asur Levashal B'Chalav. Literally, it means only all meat is prohibited to cook with milk, Chutz MiBesar Dagim V'Chagavim, with the exception of the flesh of fish and locusts. The flesh of fish and locusts is permitted to cook and eat with milk. The Asur Lahalos Imagvina Ala Shulchan, and so too, there's a rabbinic prohibition to put the meat with the cheese on the table that one is eating, out of the concern that maybe the meat and the cheese are going to touch each other. However, our Mishnah says, Chutz MiBasar Dagim V'Chagavim, this prohibition of bringing them on the same table together, this rabbinic prohibition, does not apply to the flesh of fish and locusts. It is permitted to bring the fish and locusts onto a table with the milk, because as we're going to see why, but the simple explanation is because that prohibition of not bringing them on the table together only applies to meat and milk, and not to fish and locusts and milk. So if we analyze this Mishnah, if we literally look at it, the literal explanation of our Mishnah would seem to be that it's only the fish and the locusts. Where is there a prohibition? That there's no prohibition to bring them on the table, but it would seem to be saying that there is actually a prohibition to eat the fish and the locusts with milk. That otherwise, why would it need to say that you're not prohibited to bring them on the table together? So therefore, it's saying that you're allowed to bring them on the table, but you're not allowed to eat them. However, that would seem to be the most simple way to read this Mishnah, that you're prohibited to eat milk with the meat of fish and fish and locusts, the Rishonim reject that. All the Rishonim say that is not the proper way to read our Mishnah, and indeed our Rishonim say that it is absolutely permitted to eat fish and locusts with milk. And the only reason, say our Rishonim, that there's textual reasons why our Mishnah talks about it by saying that you're allowed to bring them on the table. It's not meant to imply that you're not allowed to eat them together. So the Tosus and the Rashba, their explanation is saying, no, there's really no reason why it has to say it, except that stylistically the Mishnah is pointing out that since there's no prohibition to cook it, it is saying that it therefore repeats again the phrase of locusts and fish. But it's not meant to say that there's a prohibition to eat them together. The Ramban and the Ritva say that our Mishnah wants to emphasize that only the meat of fish and locusts is permitted to bring on the table with cheese, because they are permitted also to eat. However, the thing that we're excluding here is the meat of fowl. We might have thought that since fowl, that let's say for example chicken, there's no biblical prohibition to eat it with milk. It's rabbinic. We might have thought that therefore also there's no prohibition to bring it on the table. So we're being taught from our Mishnah that there is a prohibition to bring it on the table with the milk, even though the prohibition of eating it with the milk is rabbinic. The Teferis Yaakov gives a different explanation, and he bases it upon an opinion of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes that even though one is permitted, the Beis Yosef writes in Yoredeya Simen Pei Zayin, that even though one is permitted to eat fish and milk together, a person should not eat them together, the fish and the milk together, because it is considered to be dangerous. And so therefore the Beis Yosef says, one should not eat them together. So the Teferis Yaakov says that therefore our Mishnah is teaching us that even though there's a concern of eating the fish and the milk together, nevertheless the rabbis did not make a decree about bringing them on the table together, because even if one person is eating the fish and another person is eating the milk, each one will be careful with itself, and it's not going to come to a dangerous situation of eating them together. But the Beis Yosef's position is that a person is not allowed to eat fish with a milk product. So the Ramah in his Darkei Moshe, Ramosha Isserlis in his Darkei Moshe writes that he never saw anybody in his entire lifetime that was concerned about this this ruling of the Beis Yosef and refrained from eating fish and milk together. And he says it must be that Beis Yosef made a mistake and mixed up meat and milk. That meaning to say that you are not allowed to eat fish with meat because it's dangerous. However, with milk, there's no concern whatsoever. And even though the Levush does follow the position of the Beis Yosef and says that you cannot eat fish and milk together, the Taz and the Shach say there is no danger whatsoever to eat fish with milk. The only concern about eating fish is not with milk, but eating it with meat. And indeed, the Shach writes that every single day we have the practice of cooking fish with milk together. However, there are some achronim who are strict about it, and they say that based upon the doctors that indeed there is a danger to eat fish that was cooked with milk. And so some people are strict, but the overwhelming majority of Ashkenazi decisors say there's no concern whatsoever about eating fish with milk.